He just said, bro, I feel like getting naked. I'm going to go up naked and say hi to Faisal.
Yeah, so he did that. He came down and then the cops came. Straight away got handcuffed. Go in, bail him out. In 2 hours, we were back at Scene Leisure and it was my turn.
Zombie apocalypse come. Who would you rather be stuck with? Steven Lim or Dee-Kosh? Go.
Steven Lim.
Even though he acts stupid, I think he's very smart. Happy birthday to you! $100 a video, no? The scars on my face is because I got into a motorbike accident.
Oh.
Drink riding. I woke up on the opposite side of the expressway. Told the driver who hit me that I want to ride home. And he said, are you sure? No? Your bike here, your wheel down there.
Welcome back to the Liquid Courage Show, the world's now podcast filmed in an actual bar. And today, we are in Chupido!
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 With all this amazing food given to us. Oh, I'm so... This is why I do this. This is why I do this. Because I get free drinks and free food and oh, look at this. Look at all these amazing things. Now, before we get into the topic, I just want to share with you guys what you're eating. So carry on. Start eating. Jarvis, I want you to try that chicken twister over there. Now, this is the very popular bar bite, right? It's a mildly spicy. Goes really well with a lovely pint of Blue Moon or any one of their signature cocktails. How's that? How's it taste? Charlene's just starting with the oysters.
Wow, Indians will love this.
It's so hard to talk because I'm literally salivating.
Right? Yeah, it is good.
Okay, Charlene's gonna go for an oyster. Now, these oysters, right? Okay, so for some context of for people that don't give a f about me, my family business is in seafood. So obviously oysters are something that I've seen my entire life. I never had oysters like these. These are from Japan. And they are more sweet. They're more sweet than briny.
Very creamy.
Yeah, and also very creamy. It's delicious. I was here yesterday. luckily I was here yesterday because I told Louis, which is a lovely person, that lovely manager that let us film here and hooked us up with all this amazing stuff.
I like creamy oysters.
That I love the oysters nice. And he brought some out. And the good thing is that if you are here and you order a main, such as this pork rib that I had yesterday, you get $2 oysters, 6 pieces for $2. Not 6 pieces for $2, but 6 pieces at $2 each. It's still an amazing deal for these lovely oysters.
Just by, it's freaking nice.
It's nice,
I'm
right?
I'm an oyster lover. Nice, right? Yeah, I think it's very nice.
It really is amazing. Now for over here, we had what I had yesterday for dinner, which is the St. Louis pork rib. Now, pork rib usually is a more like barbecue taste, but what I really like about this is more like a ketchup mayonnaise glaze.
Whoa! Oh, we're still not.
Nah.
Oh. Nice, nah. Right? It's fucking solid. It's really fucking solid.
Mm.
I'm sorry if it's a bit
feels like sex.
It's very hard for me to talk because I'm literally salivating right now.
It's very nice. I've been waiting since just now. Oh, I freaking
love
this.
We had some off time before we rolled camera.
Now,
wow, that is good oysters, man. Hey, fuck the mic, lah.
Fuck the show.
What's the topic for today?
wait, I forgot. Now, for the topic of the day, has nothing to do with Chupidos, but have you guys ever thought, right, if for some reason, right, you had like, that, and you had 1 week to live, what would you do? Somehow, like, you gonna have some like strange disease from Nepal or what, and you had 1 week to live, what would you do?
I'll make myself go viral. Yeah, I'll do some crazy shit, make myself go viral.
Make yourself go viral?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like,
but you already go viral.
No, not yet.
But like, what kind of shit though? Would you like, I don't know, start flaming someone?
Hey, try the...
Oh, okay. Wait, we swap with the pizza. Yeah, so have you guys ever thought, right, if you had 1 week left to live, right, what would you do?
Run naked from Esplanade to Plaza Singapura, past the Istana.
Honestly, yeah. It's like, who can honestly say like, oh, in my past life, right, I run around naked before.
Who's but, asking?
I mean, it's like
but
something
I actually ran naked from Sydney Leisure to Plaza Singapura before when I was 19 years old.
Why?
Was it for a video?
No, it was a bet that I lost.
Oh.
You ran
naked.
Yeah, you know how
Why?
I lost the bet? The bet was, my friend just said, his name is Alexander Camden Tan. Shout out to my best bud from many years ago.
Shout out, bro.
He stripped naked at Cine Leisure at the smoking corner outside, you know, Old Town White Coffee.
Yep. And shout out to Old Town White Coffee, by the way.
He just said, bro, I feel like getting naked. I'm going to go up naked and say hi to Faisal. Faisal, they had a skate shop on top on the third floor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go up and say hi to Faisal. I'm going to come down.
Then I said, okay, if you do that, I run naked to Plaza Singapura. So okay, deal. That was the bet.
But with underwear,
right?
No, wait.
But what? Any one of you guys
did? You
never
get caught?
No, wait. Don't jump to the climax, man. You have to go through the experience. So okay. he stripped. No, naked means naked. Like balls dangling and cuckoo bird lanchao all down there. So he went up and said hi to Faisal and I was following him lah. And at that point, this was about 12 years ago, so it wasn't really the handphone generation yet. But mobile phones were there with camera, but the iPhone is still the early stages. The whole, this thing haven't come out yet. First thing you do, take out the phone. That ideology wasn't born yet. So, but a lot of people were shocked. People called police. One or two took videos. But mostly were just...
How fast did you run? Confused. You try to get it over.
No, wait. This is my friend. I'm following my friend going up to the third floor to say hi naked. He's naked, I'm not. I'm just making sure he's naked and he's not cheating. But you know, halfway wearing the underwear. And his underwear was see-through also, so I don't know. I don't know why.
Why are you wearing see-through underwear?
Yeah,
I would have to ask him that lah. But it feels very comfortable though. Then, so he did that. He came down. And then the cops came, of course.
Wait, and really?
Yeah, of course.
How fast were they?
Huh?
How fast were they?
No, it took about 10 minutes going up and down. Because you know, seeing leisure, right? You go up the escalator, it's not just beside.
You have to walk one round.
You have to walk around, and the other way also go one more round. It's a chibai escalator. Yeah, so by the time we come down, go around. Then the cops came, and then my friend, fucking smart motherfucker, he acted dumb and deaf. So the cops were talking right here. And then just nice, another poly friend of ours was behind and coming to us. He just shout, "Hey, Alex!" This motherfucker turned, "Hey, what's up, bro?" Straight away got handcuffed, go in, bail him out. In 2 hours, we're back at Scene Leisure, and it was my turn.
Wait, so you waited for the fellow to come out of jail?
Because I got things to prove lah, that I'm not cheating. Yeah, so then I strip and I ran lah. Ran past Istana. That's the first time I saw the guards like, ooh. Cause usually they cannot move their heads. But now they're like, ooh. I wave at them. And for me, it wasn't really a big problem because I was young and dumb and stupid. But at the same time, by the time you can call or do anything, I'm already gone because I was running. And I was quite fit.
You have to be fast. If you walk.
No, I wasn't fast, but I was jogging. At a substantial speed. And then I went to Plaza Sing. Then I stopped there and I realized that it was a very stupid. It was a Saturday afternoon. So it was a very stupid.
Wait, this is during the day?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. It's not nightmare.
I thought it was a night thing.
No, it was a day thing.
What the fuck? Okay.
Yeah, it's quite fun. Yeah, so I went to Plaza Sing. Then I stopped there. Then I realized that there are too many people. So I called. And then people were starting to take out their phones and call police and everything. So I ran all the way to Park Lane, where I got lesser people. I went past the art school, the SOTA. Yeah, I think a lot of children traumatized.
Oh my god, do you run past like
a kid? Not classes or what, but just...
Like kids?
No, not kids lah. But you know, people were seen on the steps outside SOTA.
Yeah.
All these kids will take photo, yeah. Then
was alcohol part of the equation in this
bag? No, we never drink. No, so like people... Like I know I'm a crazy motherfucker, but my extent of craziness as compared to now, last time was tenfold.
Last time I cannot imagine, bro.
I had no responsibilities. I wasn't earning my own money. Like, I was living under my parents' roof, and I worked part time at Harry's Bar just to feed my alcohol and party life. Yeah, but.
Wait, how old are you?
Technically,
how old are you?
19, poly days.
Yeah,
18 to 21 before army. That phase.
That fuck it phase.
Yeah, it's the phase where you are bound to fuck up. You have to fuck up. Because that's the only time you can fuck up.
I agree.
But it's the best time of my life.
The best time of your life?
Best fucking time of my life.
For the memes, huh?
Yeah.
For the what?
For the memes.
What memes?
Memories. The memories, lah.
Can't just say memories.
It's a boomer.
So nothing happened after you run past. Where was your clothes? Because you had to meet someone at the end with clothes.
Alex.
Uh-huh.
He took a bus.
Huh?
To follow you.
Oh. Alex, my friend took
a
bus.
So you really plan out lah.
No, we never plan. We just run. I mean, I just run. The fucker cannot run. He said, "I take bus, bro." Okay.
Then he met me at Plaza Sing. And he ran with me from Plaza Sing to Park Lane.
But was he naked?
No. He's naked one done. But he just came out of lockup. Literally after he came out of lockup, we went back to Singing Leisure to continue the bet.
What the fuck, sia? Did he get like double charge?
No. I was the one naked, not him. But I escaped lah, because by the time we called cops to Plaza Sing, I was ready at Park Lane.
You know,
by the time people call cops to Park Lane, I thought already.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
You know what's the craziest thing Clement did?
What?
In the last episode, he mentioned to us that like he shat on some shopping mall floor. Like he legit pangsai there.
I got shit outside my principal's house.
For what?
Okay, I don't like the color. For my ex workplace, I left after 6 years, I pee in front of the door. And it's they deserve it.
Yeah,
so
fuck, man.
Yeah, fuck them. Even the guards let me pee because they know how much they hated the place and they respect me because I give them food and everything.
Mm.
Yeah, but they gave me a $70 raise after working there for 6 years. I think they deserve my pee.
Now back to the topic at hand. Because as you know, this show is about topics.
What's the topic?
The topic, right, is about, let's say if you had 1 week left to live.
Oh, I got food coma.
That happens when food is offered to us. Now, have you guys ever thought about death? What is your attitude towards death?
If it happens, it happens. It is what it is.
But initially, you will say you're not scared, but when shit hits the fan, then you meet death, right?
What do you mean by shit hits the fan?
But if something happens, like, I don't know, smoke too much, then like, your health isn't well, thoughts will hit you.
I don't,
thoughts will hit you, then you are more worried about like, other people instead of like yourself, like, of dying, I feel.
Can I just say that I didn't hear a single fucking word you said, because this pizza is so
right, good, you know, this whole
episode,
right?
I wasn't listening at all.
It's just gonna be us eating and talking about the food, right? It's major plug lah, but I will let you know, right? It's not fake. It's fucking nice. It's really fucking nice, eh. Look at them. This is the least he has spoken, you know, in one episode.
It was about the balls and then just eating.
Yeah. You cannot focus.
But what do you mean by the fact you care about other people?
No, when you die really, you will care about your loved ones, right? Or like how they will feel after you die.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, lor. You want me?
No.
Okay. I personally face death. Like, the scars on my face is because I got into a motorbike accident.
Oh.
Drink riding. I woke up on the opposite side of the expressway. So I actually flew the other side. And with cars coming.
Oh.
Yeah. My front wheel was about 20 meters away from me when I woke up. I told the driver who hit me that I want to ride home. Then he said, "Are you sure? No, your bike here, your wheel down there."
When was this?
This was in 2013. It's 10 year anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so my whole face was gone lah. That was the closest to death I ever came across, and I wasn't afraid of death. I was just like, if I die, it means it's my fucking fault because I was stupid. But I think death is something that it will come. And I lose friends to death, and I lose family members, and it's just it's life, lah. I mean, it's nature, right?
Are you scared though? You're not scared.
I'm not scared of death. I'm just scared that I wouldn't have lived my life before I die.
Yeah, I think most of us are not scared of death. They're scared of not living.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
So that's why I do what I do to live.
What is it that you do? So ass cheeks in the face. If I do cut it out, which I probably will, for some context. During the break, right, when we were giving the crew food, Jarvis was just showing us photos from his old Facebook of like just
was
his
though.
Asshole on a friend's on a fella's face, lah, basically.
On many fellas' face.
Now, so just now you said that if you had a week to live. Now let's make it a little bit different. Imagine there was a apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
Like fucking zombie apocalypse, like The Last of Us, that is an amazing show, by the way.
Oh, that's fucking, bro, I cried like a bitch.
I want to gauge your survival ability, right? Your survival ability. So in this situation, right, let's say shit hits a fan, you just hear the news, right? What is, like, imagine you have like a backpack. What would you put inside your backpack?
Whiskey.
Of course.
Cannot put beer because not cool. So I put whiskey.
So one bottle of whiskey.
But the first thing I will do is to go to Courts or Harvey Norman. I want to steal a 75 or 100 inch TV.
Then why?
But there's zombies around.
Watch your football.
No, I just need to watch one movie with surround sound in my house with a fucking full experience with a 100 inch TV. I watch that.
But the zombie will can't find you.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you can't really enjoy like... Bro, it's not just a season of
no
steal.
La, you see, the first thing I want to do is just loot. Go to
what?
Like loot, go and steal things.
Which shop will you loot first?
Harvey Norman.
Harvey Norman. You?
Harvey Norman. I'll go and steal cars.
But why?
Because you need a car in this situation.
Actually, that's
you
true.
You need petrol.
Yeah.
Ah. Car. Yeah, you need petrol. Or EV. You know, EV will probably die faster.
Tesla,
than
Tesla.
Yeah, Tesla.
Yeah. But zombie apocalypse, I think I'll put my kitchen knife, my whiskey. I'll put two whiskeys. One vodka if I feel like dieting. And then
you wanna diet in a zombie apocalypse, okay?
Time to get ripped.
And then I will stock up on a lot of cups.
Cups.
Oh.
Cups will make you full and you don't need a lot of them. So you can last lah, basically.
Mm, bread.
And water.
So you got legit thing lah.
Yeah.
Not just fucking whiskey lah.
No lah, legit things lah. And then I put a picnic mat so I can sleep anywhere.
No, a sleeping bag meh.
No,
picnic. Where do you find sleeping bag?
Sleeping bag is very big. Picnic mat you can just fold and put, you can put a lot more things.
Mm. But what if it's cold? I will get
cold,
a sleeping
then
bag.
Then you use, you sleep below the picnic mat, the picnic mat is your blanket.
Yucks.
So but okay, then where,
I will die first eh, I tell you.
Okay, but what are you? What about you, Charlene? If you have a backpack, what would you keep?
I put water. Food?
What kind
knife?
Of food?
What kind of food? You cannot just say food. You want pork ribs or what?
I want food that is not so easy to digest, but don't keep me slow. So no potato
cups.
Chips. Yeah, cups.
Oatmeal.
But huh? I will fucking monetize this shit. Eh.
Fried rice.
What do you
fried
mean?
Rice.
I will vlog.
Zombie apocalypse, people go to TikTok and watch a video.
Actually, honestly, I feel like people would.
I will vlog.
People would leh. People actually would.
I would, like for fun, like to keep connections. I don't know.
But you know, vlogging during a zombie
who
apocalypse
the fuck will watch?
Like the
may not be
thing,
the
la.
Best thing because then a zombie all know where you are.
That's
so wait, zombies watch your vlogs?
You will never know. Zombies are dead humans, what?
What if they can sense the radar?
Then, like,
no, zombies, they cannot see, but they can hear, right? I'm not wrong. No, but they're always like they cannot make noise.
Down clicker, bro. Last of Us clicker.
Oh, last of
okay, then where would you go? So right now, shit hits the fan. You pack your bag already. Where do you go?
I'll go to Alcoff Mansion.
Because the zombie tire.
No, Alcoff Mansion, yeah. But Alcoff Mansion is up the hill. At Telok Blangah Hill Park, you know where Henderson Wave is?
Yes. Mm.
Yeah, Alcoff Mansion is there. It's a very old place. Last time I used to go in and steal the telephones and steal stuff inside. The telephone is the tring tring, no, the press button and turn one. Yeah, I still have it at home.
Alcoff Mansion is the cafe, right? The
now it's a
there.
Cafe. Last time it was an abandoned house.
Oh,
it's literally Alcoff Mansion.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, I can go in. It's like Old Changi Hospital, the Red House, Red House.
Istana Woodnight.
Oh my god, will you go?
Yeah,
inside?
Of course.
Did you go to Istana Woodnight?
I never think so.
Go Istana Woodnight.
Istana what?
Istana Woodnight.
I know like that one. Castle. You have to go hiking, right, to go inside.
Bro, you it's fucking hard to find.
No, I never go in.
Bro, that one damn weird.
Now I want to go.
I don't know whether it's still there, lah.
If they have also, now they put camera on. See, by all these fucking fellas. Old Changi Hospital also, they put camera. So now you go in already, police will come. Yeah, so I went before those time. Yeah, but Alka mentioned, I realized that it is quite a...
But what if there are other people there?
Then we are safe together because it's away from civilization. It's in a hill park, so it's all park.
But you think you can trust this fella, man?
It's no. Like, no.
Maybe the fella like, will steal your shit. La.
Have to, you know, play by ear. La. If I see this motherfucker cross any line, just kill the fella. No choice. Survival mode, man.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. That's just the survival thinking. What about you, Charlene? What would you do? Would
I
you bring
like,
bubbles?
No la!
You just leave him there?
No.
So you leave bubbles at home?
I will kill us both.
Who's
together.
Bubbles?
Oh my dog.
Oh.
You will kill bubbles?
Hey no, bubbles will help you.
Hey,
what?
You never watch
what?
I Imagine.
My dog right,
yeah,
is the kind of dog that will surf the thief into the house. Like literally come in.
Okay, then kill your dog.
So if like there's an intruder, he just look at that and he's like, okay, come, I'll show you where the Rolex is.
Yeah, he's like, come, I tell you where the barang is.
The
you
fuck?
Just give me
watch.
Food.
You want to take this watch? Don't take this watch. Got Rolex inside.
My dog is like that.
Oh, your dog's... That's not
he's
a very good...
So, he's a pet dog. He's not a guard dog. What can a dog do? Bark. Then what? After he bark, then what?
Like, bite?
The whole time, right, I tell you, I bring my dog to Tanjong Beach, right, I feel like I want to die. This is why I always consider, like, maybe I don't want to have kids or whatnot, because my dog is so troublesome. Bring him one time, right, he
actually, having a dog is like having a kid, right?
It is, it's fucking mafia.
It's a kid that never grows up, like, essentially.
Zombie apocalypse. Together, we just die.
No, but why you don't
must
die? Die?
Why you must die?
I don't
want
to live this kind. Why? I want to sleep in aircon, and then maybe next life I sleep in aircon, lor.
But what if you can actually survive?
So you wouldn't
like
even
that.
Bother.
Yeah, like but I mean, tough times.
Okay,
but
if I got
lover,
last,
what?
If I got lover,
you,
then like
you wouldn't even try to survive.
I mean, like
straight away zombie apocalypse. Okay, lie, doggy, bye.
I mean, I would try, but once I get too scared, right? I think I'll just end it. Yeah, that's unless got me and my partner.
Okay, now speaking about ending, how will you end it?
Oh.
No, cannot advocate.
Yeah, this one will be hard.
No.
Okay, so let's say, partner, right? Who would you want to be by your side? Who do you feel like you can, that can like really have your back?
Who is the fiercest in Singapore?
Stephen Lim.
Actually,
Matcha
yeah.
Spice.
Matcha, fuck you.
Stephen Lim. I would love to have, no, but Stephen Lim very hard to read.
Kelly Kimberly.
Kelly Kimberly can fuck up the zombies.
She will kick anybody.
Yeah.
Zombie or nothing one.
Yeah.
I would.
I was going to say Xia Xue.
Xia Xue?
No, but I was going to say her because
I mean, she's available
to me,
now.
She's quite fierce.
Yeah, her personality is very fierce.
No, but even if she's not. And that's why her hair so bright, right? I think I.
You think zombie can?
The zombie can see the color. They can see.
Yeah.
They can see the colors.
Yeah, so they will come to you.
What do you mean? She got pink hair.
Like that y'all can work together to survive.
Me and my boyfriend.
Wait, if zombie can see color, the zombie will come and want to kill you, right?
Because this
the
one
zombie cannot see color.
Yeah,
the
but Sasha's hair is bright.
Yeah, so you want the zombie to come to you.
To her, not me.
But you are with her. What?
That's why I say cannot.
Why.
But I don't know.
So
la.
It's because of the hair color that you don't want.
So yours is Kelly Kimberly.
Yours
is Xia Xue.
No, mine is. I cannot think of anyone right now because the food is giving me food coma.
Yeah, fucking food coma.
My brain cannot work. I was thinking like who is big and like strong and okay lah, Uncle Raymond.
You said big and strong, then
and
you
not that,
Uncle
but
Raymond.
Uncle Raymond, right?
Uncle
is
Raymond.
Such a,
he can
help me distract.
So you just want people to tank for you lah when the zombies come.
Yeah lah, if not
then
what?
You will never have a partner. What? You just every time you have a partner, the fella die.
That's true.
Then he come back as a zombie and fuck you up. Say chao qi bai, leave me to die.
That's what I say. I just like ayah, just let's go.
Take matcha spice lah.
I think matcha spice.
Who is matcha spice?
Nice one.
You know what?
I don't know.
No, it's okay. He needs support.
Okay.
Not everyone knows him.
Okay, two options. I give you two options. Zombie apocalypse come. Who would you rather be stuck with? Stephen Lim or Dee-Kosh? Go.
Dee-Kosh. Dee-Kosh all the way.
Stephen Lim.
Because he been to jail already. Wow. He
so
know
what?
The in and out. But so he know what? The in and out. Maybe he convinced the zombie.
No. If you go to jail, doesn't mean you know the in and out. You have to survive inside prison. You have to be like have a name for yourself inside to know the in and out. Like,
I
just
think,
go in, serve the sentence, come out. It doesn't mean you know the in and out.
I think honestly, right? I would choose Stephen Lim.
Yeah.
Because Stephen Lim in boxing, ma. The time he
Stephen Lim got a certain level of martial arts.
Yeah, he knows.
Yeah. I was thinking Stephen Lim.
Even
also.
Though he acts stupid, I think he's very smart.
No.
Yeah.
He, you know what he do not? He do like the birthday,
the $100
song?
One lah.
Fuck,
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. $100 a video, no, motherfucker.
How bad, right?
Yeah. So I tell you, he acts stupid, but he fucking smart.
Why not? It's free money.
Okay. So
that means right in a zombie apocalypse, you guys will be. This fella will have his bottle of whiskeys. You will have
Stephen Lim. If I cry, Stephen Lim will help me.
I will have Kelly Kimberly.
Kelly Kimberly as well. I don't know. I think both of you guys from my professional evaluation are not gonna survive.
I think I'll bring my flashlight also, just in case.
Which kind one?
I have one at home, that one. In case at night.
Oh, flashlight.
No, not torchlight, flashlight. At night, I've got a zombie coming, I kill already. Wow, power. Well, pleasures, man. We need pleasures in life.
Wow, power. Okay. Let's hope the zombie apocalypse never actually comes. Because I don't think we would do well. I don't think.
Actually, we survived the zombie apocalypse, but no zombies. COVID was like an apocalypse.
Kind of.
Honestly, yeah, kind it was of, yeah. so boring.
It was. Yeah. No? I think people, like sane people, became depressed. Depressed people became mentally unsound.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep. And unfortunately, suicide rate went up.
Oh.
As well.
Unemployment rate, suicide rate, divorce rate.
Yeah.
Families fight a lot, you know, yeah, during COVID. Because you're...
They stuck.
Suddenly, yeah. The husband and wife realized that too much time actually not good.
Fucks.
Well, on that very depressing note, I would just like to remind you guys to like, share, and subscribe for sometimes more happy things lah, when it comes to the Liquid Courage show, filmed in the next show bar. Thank you so much to Chupitos for hooking us up with so
Chupitos!
Many journeys.
Chupitos! Okay. with some
just amazing food. I think everyone here a bit food coma already lah.
I cannot think already, yeah. Honestly.
And also a lot of amazing drinks. Be sure to check out Chupitos. Just come here and eat. You want to eat, drink, also can settle. You want party here, also can. No
you all
problem.
Know Chupitos as a shot bar. Which camera am I supposed to that one, right?
Yep.
You all know Chupitos as a shot bar, but now they got a lot of food. Like, the first
and
time
really
I
tried
so
solid,
nice.
Fucking solid.
So
really,
nice.
Really fucking
try
solid.
Try the oysters, like, the pussy.
Oysters,
right? Well, let's see whether they want to endorse that as pussy flavored oysters.
No, it's
I
not
guess
pussy flavored. Oysters look like pussy.
Kind of. I never see before. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to like and follow us. Rate us on Spotify 5 stars. Follow us on Spotify. Follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Liquid Courage Show for more stuff from us, more behind the scenes, and just more from these interesting but very full people, but full but fulfilled.
Thank
full
you, very kamsia.
Thank yeah. you, kamsia.
Bye bye.
Ciao.
Chupito.
Chupito.
Thanks, Charlene.